Implicit Biases in Transit Models Using Stellar Pseudo-Density, by Gregory J. Gilbert et al. The transit technique is responsible for the majority of exoplanet discoveries to date. Characterizing these planets involves careful modeling of their transit profiles. A common technique involves expressing the transit duration using a density-like parameter, rho, often called the circular density. Most notably, the Kepler Project, the largest analysis of transit light curves to date, adopted a linear prior on rho. Here, we show that such a prior biases measurements of impact parameter, b, due to the nonlinear relationship between rho and transit duration. This bias slightly favors low values, b is less than or equal to 0.3, and strongly disfavors high values, b is greater than or equal to 0.7, unless transit signal-to-noise ratio is sufficient to provide an independent constraint on b, a criterion that is not satisfied for the majority of Kepler planets. Planet-to-star radius ratio, r, is also biased due to rb covariance. Consequently, the median Kepler-dr25 target suffers a 1.6% systematic underestimate of R. We present a techniques for correcting these biases and for avoiding them in the first place. This was Implicit Biases in Transit Models Using Stellar Pseudo-Density, by Gregory J. Gilbert et al.